Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For Gresh and Keefe right now on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
Kiefer Madness.
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness with Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
I bring it.
58 cents per head.
ALCS.
And I don't want to spill my hand here too early,
don't
but...
Don't spill it.
David Ortiz and Garrett Richards jacket.
Oh, John's headband.
And Sean's nip.
All right, here we go. It is a Friday at noon 30. That means it's time for our week in review here on Gresh and Keefe. And it's been a week.
Well, it's been something.
Absolute week. We have a lot to get to. A lot of discussion on the ALCS, obviously. Red Sox and Astros, including...
Astros. I didn't even think of that.
Astros. ALC Astros. And their notable fan, the one and only Ted Cruz.
When you have a foo-poo, you can't tuck like that. You just can't. I mean, it looks the guy looks like he has his ass on backwards.
It's like a Mr. Potato Head that it's getting screwed up.
Yes! His ass. When that guy tucks, it looks like his ass is on backwards. It's just, you can't get away from it.
He has to do the AC Slater on the toilet. So I'm sure he'll be there tonight.
Sneaky good line, by the way.
Thank you.
Good.
And maybe tomorrow. Hopefully there is a game 7 of the series.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I wouldn't
great?
Be surprised if
might
he
get
was
too
there.
Cold down there. He might head to Cancun.
Well, it's all indoors,
true.
Right?
That's true.
Temperature controlled climate.
They have AC on, though.
Oh, well, that's true.
Well, last Sunday was Sean Taylor retirement.
Yes,
game,
it was.
Even though they announced that like 48 hours earlier and had nothing to do with all the emails going back and forth from Bruce Allen to John Gruden and everybody else. Had nothing to do with that. But the football team was playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes' brother is a TikTok star, Jackson Mahomes.
Something.
And he was on the field. He's always, you know, on the field. Talk about VIP passes.
He's got a black pass.
He a what?
The black pass is the one you get where you can go anywhere. I used to get those.
You
for
go anywhere
10
you
years.
Want.
Oh, dude,
so just all over the stadium.
Oh, the black pass was great.
So that's where he was. But apparently, that pass took him on to like the Sean Taylor like memorial. Like the Sean Taylor number is on the ground, and he's dancing on it, doing all these different videos. So that obviously led to. Some apologies the next day because Jackson Mahomes didn't mean it.
Jackson Mahomes did post an apology on TikTok.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
He actually had a follow-up apology, too, on TikTok.
Hello there, your honor. I want to say I'm sorry for the things I've done. And I try and be stronger in this life I chose. But I want you to know
somebody would hit
that
him
door I closed.
That makes me laugh every single time.
I would agree with you.
I can't listen to that enough.
Might have been the best singing on the show this week.
To
be determined.
Or was it? We will get to that coming up. Here's another all-time analogy here from our own Andy Gresh talking about the Patriots defense.
Right now, the Patriots are like your first girlfriend. Good enough to tease you, not enough to please you. Let's go to.
Where do you come up with these?
Let's go to Andrew in Worcester with Gresh and Keith. Terrible. Hello, Andrew.
That is terrible.
Hey, boys. Long time, Andy. First time.
I'm a long time Andy, first time.
Very
the
good.
Hell? What?
Because no one calls me by my first name, so that's why everybody gets confused.
No, that's that's true. All right, we have another Gresh rant from this week to hit up.
Wow. You know, you got to buy a plug. You have to buy a power cord for a dryer.
It doesn't come with its own plug.
No,
that doesn't seem right.
So the guy's
that's
telling
not good
me
business.
He's like, wait, you got to have the splitter on the back. I'm like, well, okay, yeah, that one's
obviously
fine, whatever. And then he goes, and you got to buy the power cord. Now, if your house was built before 1995, it's probably a three-prong, and afterwards it's a four-prong, and I'm like, wait, I got a
cord sold separately?
Yes!
No, I don't care
for
that.
And the guy walked over to this thing and pulled out the cord and was like, oh, yeah, when they come to install it, they'll just slap it right on there. I'm like, well, what about the cord I have on the old one? Well, we don't know if that'll work, sir. You got to pay this extra $40 for a cord after you're paying $1,200 for the dryer. Just kick me right in the nards.
So what's the update on the washer-dryer situation at the Gresh
delivered.
House?
Oh, it got delivered yesterday. Oh, yeah, good. Betty Gresh was there for the delivery. Had a little bit of a communication issue with the people who really had no idea how to communicate with her. And she, unlike me, will just like throw her hands in the air and be like, I'm done. Whereas I would try to, I don't know, I'd probably say something offensive to him.
But didn't you say one of the delivery guys was bleeding at one point?
Oh, yeah. So this guy like cuts his finger.
Was AB at your house or something?
Oh, this is unbelievable, right? So they got these two dudes. Now, so they got to bring these upstairs. They got to bring the other ones down, right? And this guy cut his finger, and he no habla ingles like at all. So my poor wife is standing there being like, I don't know how to communicate. This guy's got a cut finger, and he's like pointing to our golden retriever. He's like pointing to the dog, and she's
There's
like,
no
what's
way
the
problem? Dog did anything to do with that. That dog would rather maybe lick you to death.
That's exactly right.
You give a quick message to our Spanish-speaking listeners.
He's so docile, but this guy's like standing there with blood running down his head. He's looking at my wife, and he's pointing to the dog, and she's like, do you need a Band-Aid? And he just points to the dog. So she goes, Band-Aid? Like tries to, throw the hands in there. So she just like brought him a Band-Aid and was like, here, and like put it on
Take
there.
It.
And he was like,
what was his problem with the dog?
I have no
idea. I don't like that at all.
And of course, everything gets lost in translation when Betty is trying to, she probably had a half a bottle of wine before they got there at 12:30. So.
Well, unbeknownst to you, Gresh, we actually have audio from the incident.
Formación Shagan, Russell Wilson tiene la pelota, va a pasar, tiene presión, pasa Nelson.
Oh my God! Oh my gosh!
Down!
That's about right.
All right, well, we had a chance to talk to Anson Carter this week. He, of course, part of the NHL on TNT crew, and he was a teammate with a very, very young Joe Thornton and had this to say about that.
But I remember Jumbo would call me in the afternoon and was like, hey, so you want to come over and eat Pop-Tarts and play video games? I'm like, Jumbo, this is the National Hockey League. Like, I'm taking a nap. I'm trying to rest up here.
Yes. Of course I would want to eat Pop-Tarts and play video games. So, on Bruins Thursday, we had Andrew Raycroft on. He'll be on with us every Thursday during Bruins season. And he also played with a young Joe Thornton, a little bit older than who Anson Carter played with, but still a very young Joe Thornton. And we asked him if he had a similar experience.
I spent a lot of time in Joe's apartment. We had a massive game war. We had, like, the serious board games. You couldn't, like, no, he'd have his buddies from Ontario staying with them, and they would be like, they would have to watch the board the whole time we were at practice. So when we got home, we could keep playing. And yes, it was definitely not a great diet. We had pizzas and the whole thing. So yeah, I was, I spent a lot of time at Joe's and a lot of board games and just complete randomness. It was exactly what you would think a 20-year-old and a 21-year-old would be doing in college, but we were doing it in Joe's penthouse apartment with no furniture.
Just a couple guys sitting on the floor playing war.
Hey, you figured they had beanbag chairs, right?
They must have at some point.
They had to sit at something to sit on.
I would think so. Probably the highlight of this entire show for our producer, John Anderson, would be Callum Scott. He of the new Red Sox anthem, essentially. Kevin Plawecki introduced it to the team. And Callum Scott was in town. He threw out the first pitch in game, what was it?
Three?
Four.
Four.
He threw out the first pitch game four along with Tim Wakefield.
Okay.
He was supposed to perform.
That's right.
But the Houston Astros said no.
They objected.
I didn't think they would have veto power over that. That still seems strange to me.
Yeah.
Whiny babies.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, and the whole tete-a-tete back and forth with all the cheating and stuff, I'm sure it's another layer that will add to the mix.
But you can check out, we tweeted it out before. I think it's on WEEI.com. You can check out the entire interview with Callum Scott. But here are a couple of the highlights, including when he told a story about being over at the house with one of the old Jonas Brothers. You know?
I was invited to sing at Joe Jonas's wedding. So, the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, by the way, our producer is literally having an orgasm right now.
Because he's 25 and he's like,
he's known for soiling himself, so he might have
been there. But I appreciate him explaining to us the Jonas Brothers. He goes, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm slipping up, I'm sorry.
He goes, it gets me every time.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry about that. He's like, oh. I didn't know about that.
I didn't know you had a poopa.
Now, I will let you guys know that I have already leveraged the fact that I met Callum Scott with women, and it has worked.
Oh my God. Are you?
This is what we're doing now.
Is it in your Tinder profile now?
It isn't. It could be, though.
We can't take him anywhere.
No, seriously.
Why would I not use that, Sean?
Are you literally showing pictures to women in bars? Hey, look who I met.
I haven't been in a bar yet since this happened, but
well,
yes, I will.
Wherever you go to find whatever it is that you do with whatever you do.
I would say.
At the park, whatever.
Callum Scott, very charming guy.
He was awesome.
I've been walking up to women at the park holding up my phone, like, you know this man?
I don't doubt
that's
it.
That's me hey, next to him.
And if you go on a date with me, I pooped right over near that tree.
So Callum Scott was
on
the
teepee.
He was on a show called Britain's Got Talent.
That's right. It's the original before it became Correct. America's Got Talent.
And Simon Cowell was one of the judges on that show. So he performed in front of him. So we thought we'd do a little role reversal here, have Callum Scott be the judge, and let our own beautiful singing voice, Chris Scheim, sing Callum Scott's song to him to see if he likes it or not. And here's how that played out.
Just want to dance all night. I'm all messed up. I'm so out of love.
Beautiful.
Stilettos and broken bottles.
Here he goes.
I'm spinning around in circles. And I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh,
woo. Six.
And I'm right over here. But why can't you see me? And I'm giving it my all. I'm not the guy you're taking home.
He's pushing for lunch.
I keep dancing on my own.
Oh, incredible.
And no.
All right, please, God.
That's Chris Scheim. Thank you very much. Callum Scott.
Golden
buzzer.
Golden buzzer.
Golden buzzer.
How do you like it, Sean?
From D-minus to golden buzzer. You booked that.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Golden buzzer. Of course, that's a reference to that show. You want the golden buzzer, and he was
meet you advance like right to the semifinals,
and he gave it to him.
It does. That's right. You're a part. I know in the America's Got Talent to put you in the final 48.
That's pretty good.
D minus.
Well, you didn't sing your best song when you sang to Daron Harmon a couple years ago.
I was very unprepared for that. Like because it was just Daron Harmon had a karaoke night the night before. Mm-hmm. I came in. I wasn't prepared. But this I was ready for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean you've had
a song I've sang many a time.
You've had so much karaoke experience now that you can just settle right
Job
in.
Well done.
Put you on stage. Put you over the half shell. You'll be fine.
Good stuff.
There you go, Gresh, is your week in review.
Holy cow, what a week it was here with Gresh and Keefe. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, @GreshKeefe, to be able to see the video and get the audio of all of the whatnot that you heard in the Kiefer Madness week in review. Up next, it's a red jacket day tomorrow at Gillette Stadium. Who's going in? And we'll talk about it all next.
Letters and broken bottles.
Here he goes.
I'm spinning around in circles. And I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh,
woo! Six.
And I'm right over here, but why can't you see me? Oh,
let's go.
And I'm giving it my all. I'm not the guy you're taking home.
Jeez.
Ooh,
he's pushing for lunch.
I keep
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.